KX M4ZLK. You're out early this morning.
Early bird gets the worm.
Two birds with one stone, too.
Get out what the other one is.
Here, I was sitting here at my desk, but I was doing stuff. I think it was about 4:30. I was like, man, he's out early.
Thursday for me.
I'm usually sleeping. Well, no, on Thursday morning, I'm usually still in bed. Do you ever get anybody ever call you back at that early in the morning?
Dave will come back to me, and then I've had other people from time to time.
Came home yesterday. About the time I got home, I think we talked a little bit. The time I got home, my throat was sore. I could feel something coming, and man, I had a rough day yesterday. It hit me like a freight train. I have an issue with allergies, so it's something I came down with. I think I'm all right. I kind of loaded up on a bunch of stuff last night. Slept a little better last night, but we'll see how it goes today. I feel better than I did yesterday, that's for sure.
That's good. I know I've been getting pollen alerts on my phone already for high pollen and going on this year.
Usually come down with a cold once or twice a year, and a lot of times I can catch it, take some stuff and you know, knock it out. You know how you can feel it coming in the back of your throat. But anyway, I think I'll be all right. I mean, I know I'll be all right. It just hit me out of the blue. It was just crazy.
How fast that stuff can come up and how fast it can go too, isn't it?
Here's quick. I don't want it hanging around.
Doing up this time of day?
I slept, you know, pretty good last night. We went to bed early, and Beth was getting up for work, and I woke up. So I just got up, came back here, and doing some stuff.
Work right now. She got the morning shift.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, she opens. She's got to leave the house around 5. So they used to open at 6 in the morning, and she'd have to leave the house at 4. And then during the whole lockdowns and everything, they changed the opening time to 7. So she can get there at 6 and get everything she needs to get done ready for the opening.
I know they probably wanted to go back to 6 o'clock so they could have the morning breakfast rush, but you ain't got enough people. And if your people you do have, they don't want to come in at 6 anymore.
Generally, there's a line at 6 o'clock when they open the door. There's a line of people standing there, a lot of regulars that, you know, they have, either they come every morning or they come on certain days, but there's usually a good line every morning.
I guess that's a new way things are going to be.
They lost too much business opening up an hour later. She had a few regulars that would come in at between 6 and 7, but most of them are still coming. They just adjusted their schedule a little bit.
I hope everything continues like it is, but just have to wait and see.
Long day today, aren't you?
Typically do on Thursdays. And then got the club meeting tonight, so it'll probably be 9, 10 o'clock before I get back to the house.
Tomorrow, are you?
Supposed to be getting some work done to the truck, and if they can do it, I'll have to leave about this time tomorrow.
Over.
Over to what? Oh yeah, I'm done down the mountain.
At 5:30.
Brothers gets there at 6 o'clock. Stranger Brothers grading. I deal with them, and I'm usually there till right around 8.
That's good. I didn't realize. I think of mechanic shops, but that makes sense. Other people I mean, they got a mechanic. That makes a lot of sense.
Lots of places that we can go. There's the guys that work second, third shift a couple nights a week so that they can go catch freight carriers like you guys, because they got mechanics on duty at night, R&L, YRC, Roadway, all of those places like that. They generally have mechanics on duty. And then you got manufacturing facilities where they got multiple shifts. So there's lots of stuff out there.
We got mechanics at nighttime, but I'm trying to remember. Well, I'm usually not there. So maybe somebody comes by in the middle of the night. I know that I see a Snap-on guy there in the middle of the day on a regular basis, but I'm never around in the middle of the night because we got to, you know, the ship, the guys that work on the package cars, they work on them at night. And then the truck mechanic, he works during the day. And they have one package car guy during the day, too, in case they have breakdowns.
Nobody I know of goes to UPS. And a lot of people don't want to work the night shift, so they just get kind of left out. And it's a huge potential for certain places, and you just got to find them. We've got a Matco distributor. He's like me. He goes to a couple of those places, like one or two each morning, and out just doing his thing. So, I mean, it's there. It's just, do they want you to come, and is it worth it?
Plant would be a good one to go to because they have a lot, but perhaps twice as many mechanics up there than we do, maybe even more than that. And it's on the radio.
I'm not making any money out of it, so we're not talking business. I mean, it's just the things we do for a living.
They just cold call on places like that? Would you just show up and say, hey, are you interested or what?
A lot of times somebody will get our number and call us, and they'll call around until they finally get somebody to come by, and then that's what it is. A lot of tool guys are lazy and don't want to put the effort in. Like getting up this early in the morning, being out this long a day, most people are not going to put that effort in.
They're not hungry enough, huh?
KO4-H gags. Most of them don't leave the house until 9 o'clock and usually back home by 3:34.
Long day.
And then they wonder why they don't make any money or they go out of business. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't understand some people's way of thinking, but I guess some people don't understand mine either, so I guess we're even on that.
But okay, well, it's difficult being as good as you are, and I'm sure it's a burden.
I'm not that good. I'm just another cog in a wheel and peon trying to make a living.
Hard time. I do appreciate your work ethic, though. There's, like you said, there's not a lot of people out there that will work this hard, and it's admirable when you see it.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if it's worth it, though, because it doesn't seem to pay off that much. I say that, but I see other people out there, other distributors putting in less effort, making way more money than I am.
Before, some of them have larger shops, don't they, where they don't have to drive around as much and they get more business at one place?
A lot of that, and then there's, I don't know, I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out. If I did, maybe I would be in their boat, but I don't know how to describe it over the radio.
Your engine winded down two transmissions ago. You must be coming up to a traffic light somewhere or just went through one.
and slow down from 25 to turn on to 290.
Mind, that's what I'm thinking you were. Since I can't hear Dave's Mustang changing gears anymore, I guess I'll have to just be, I'll just have to listen to your truck wind down like that.
Turn it off. I run the exhaust brake and all that trans brake on here to help save the brakes and slow down quicker, but I mean, I reach over and turn it off where it didn't do that so much, but I kind of feel like it helps everything, and it does help with the regen system, keeping that heat in there.
New Freightliner one time, and it actually, this message kept popping up on the screen saying, use the engine braking system to help save on wear and tear and save on fuel. I thought that was interesting. I'm not sure how it saves on fuel. Maybe it does.
Unless they're running the, I don't know how old the tractor is, but there was a regen system out there that dumped diesel fuel into the exhaust to help it burn instead of doing the DEF. So it could have been one of those. I don't know.
I mean, it's been a year, I think, and it was brand new at the time, so I hadn't heard about that. So that particular platform didn't use any DEF at all?
Earlier adaptation, or whatever you want to call it, of the regen system, they actually had an ninth injector on an eight-cylinder engine, or a seventh injector on a six-cylinder, where they would spray raw diesel fuel into the exhaust system and get it burning to burn up the particulates in the filter.
Like an afterburner system.
What it was designed after is, it didn't hang around long. Had lots of issues. Thankfully, it didn't hang around long. But that was when I was still working at the dealership. We had it on the couple of the pickup trucks.
What kind of effect it had on the fuel mileage overall?
Guys tend to disable it pretty quickly.
In concept, I understand how you think it would work. Anyway, whatever. I don't know how I feel about those particulate filters and the DEF system and all that. Some of them really cause a lot of issues on certain models and certain model years.
Manufacturers had a lot of trouble out of it, and some didn't. And then a lot of it is caused by the driver, believe it or not, and the way they take care of the vehicle.
It's not very effective when you're running around town doing short trips and lots of idling in traffic and things like that too, so it's not really economical, but yet they all have to have that. You can't say, well, this is going to be an in-town tractor, so we need a system without the DEF system on it.
That, and everybody's under the old mantra that, it's better to let a diesel idle instead of cutting it off. It's not anymore with the regen system. You're better to shut it off. Mine does not idle at all. No idle time, so because that's the worst thing you can do to a regen system.
Doesn't like the idling either. They've been real strict on it. And they also have limiters that I think it idles for about 5 minutes and it'll shut off. Now, you can crank it back up, but yeah, they've always, from what I know, I don't know when it started. Since I've been doing it, they've always had a no-idle policy.
States, California, but statewide, you can't idle more than 5 minutes, or you get loaded. They'll write you a ticket for it. And then what happens is it's dumping fuel in there at a higher volume without the heat to burn it off. And then the type of oil is another big one that people don't realize, because every diesel engine burns diesel oil at a small rate. no matter how good it is, because of the way the rings seal. So certain oils you don't want to run because they have a high ash content, and I won't say what brand they are because people got their own opinion, but I've done this for a living, so you got to watch that, and no idle time, and then not cutting the truck off in the middle of a region, that is another huge no-no.
They don't really ever tell you. They have a regen button, but I don't think you can, I think you have to have a computer, according to the mechanics, because I remember seeing an alert come up saying that it was going to derate, you know, it was coming back from Atlanta or something a few years ago. But the R-Max, anyway, I don't know if it's that way across the board. You can't pull over like you can with the Kenworths and some of the others that I'm familiar with. We could pull the, I can pull the Kenworth over, put it in the park, and hit the button, and it'll do a regen. But the Max don't, they won't do that, even though it's got a button. The mechanic said you got to bring it in. They got to hook a computer up to it. So I'm not sure if that's something that UPS set up or if that's the way it came from the factory.
KN4TFW Mobile. KO4CEF Mobile.
Ian, good morning, Andrew. Good to hear you all.
Andrew. N4ZLK. Okay.
Shane. Good morning, Andrew.
Gentlemen, how are y'all doing?
We're so good. But the day's still young.
Just helping Patrick along. He was out there by himself this morning, early.
Steve, you can't go wrong with that.
Okay. Friday, but I'm probably going to have to get up early in the morning and bring this truck down to get some work done to it.
Gun knows.
I do, but this one here, I let somebody else do it. That way there's a record of it.
You know.
Worth it to pay somebody else to do it.
Shane, are you at home? At this early.
7 o'clock last night.
On time.
It is normal time.
A little later than that. I think it was, we got in bed, but probably wasn't. I think we watched an episode of a show about an hour long, so it was a little bit later than that by the time I went to sleep.
Call me already at 5 o'clock and make sure I got his quote.
Chase that dollar. Fall asleep at one time.
That's a red light.
I was passing somebody. Let's make sure I get around them.
Stuff at the same time.
This is to your dad, Andrew.
Got to convince him to get up this early and get on radio with us.
It's about 5:30 on his work days. I don't know. Like today, I don't think he works. I don't know if he would be up this early. It probably depends on whether my mom's got to work, but I did talk to him last night for probably about 10 minutes or so, since he lives right there below, right in Campobello, right where Highway 11 and 14 come together. I guess that more than Gowansville, but either way, he lives right there, so and he's right next to the Tron repeater, so we were just talking on that one. That way his HT didn't have any problems getting in. And then Chad and a couple other people from the repeaters jumped in. So that, I thought that was pretty good.
Andrew.
KQ4GIV, if I remember correctly.
For him. I don't know if he'll ever get on this repeater or not, but I'll try to listen out for him.
I think he's going in it. I mean, he was talking about wanting to see me. I'm like, nah, that ain't. I got one of those, and there ain't nothing on it but the Super Bowl.
Even good for traffic reports anymore.
No, it's not good for that anymore, especially when you get on the sideband.
You know, coming around a corner on the interstate, the other side would let you know if there was something going on ahead of you.
Not to that lately, but you do get some old guys out there that get on here and will do that every now and then.
hours left. The older people that have probably been around trucking forever, they'll still, you know, ask for traffic and whatnot. But I think you get the newer generations coming up, and then you get people from overseas coming up driving trucks, and they're not using the radios.
They're using the radios either. They stay on the phone all night long with each other.
But you think about all those big pileups that could have been a lot less if that had the radio on. About it is you get local instead of having to talk on the telephone where you can just go one person. With a CB or a radio, you get groups.
It was wide open last night.
7:30. I mean, there was a station out of Santiago, Chile. He was only running 100 watts. There was the George Washington special event in Washington State. You could hear him on 10 meters.
They've been opening up a little bit here lately.
Where do you monitor on 6 meters to find that out?
If you go to dxmaps.com, can sign up for their alerts, and it'll actually send you an email. So if there's, you can put the range that you want and all this. You got to put in your grid square, and it'll send you. I usually get an email if there's tropospheric ducting, or it thinks there's it's not tropical, but it's TEP, the remember what it is. We don't get it up here, but either way, it'll send you an email whenever people are reporting something that seems like it's six is opening, basically.
Have you heard that beacon that's, it's about 076.3 or something like that, somewhere over here locally, out here in Pickens County?
Every once in a while. It's not always there, which is really weird, and that's probably just, I assume, propagation, but there's been a lot of times that I can hear the beacon.
So what's the frequency for the beacon? 50.7 something?
50.076.3 or something like that. It's around that. It's in the lower portion of the band on CW.
On 10 was coming in good from Colorado. Once in a while, I can get that one out of Hawaii.
Why is it on 10 meters as well?
No, it was on 10 megahertz.
10.4, is that okay?
Where Parks on the Air going to have a 48-hour contest in June.
I wonder what they're going to do, is just make as many POTA contacts as you can.
Awards and that for hunters and for activators and stuff. Just trying to promote it, I guess. I got a park last night that last night was the last night for it. It was officially closing.
Parks around here, like, closer. I mean, we just don't really have a lot of them around the upstate area.
I thought y'all had quite a few parks around here.
So on the north part of Spartanburg, Greenville area, about the main one you have is obviously Caesar's Head. There's one up near Hogback. It's a wildlife refuge. I don't know why those are parks, but I see quite a few of those. And there may be one or two down towards Greenville. And then the only other ones closer to that are on near where you live, and those national parks. There's two or three up there. Close to my house will be Cowpens Battlefield. So there's really just nothing, not a ton around. It's not like you go to some states and there's just parks scattered everywhere that are on the map that you can activate. So you got to go to the website. It's got to be an official POTA park for you to be able to activate it. So KO4CEN.
I didn't know you had a list of special parks or specific parks. I thought maybe like the state parks, because there's, I drive by quite a few of them.
The way to know is to go on the POTA website, but like where I live in Spartanburg, the closest was up off of Highway 11, that Heritage Preserve, and it's further past 14. And then I've got Cowpens Battlefield, and then I'd have to ride to maybe Croft State Park in Spartanburg. There's one or two actually near the city of Spartanburg, like Croft. But that's still, all those are, you know, 15-20 minute drives from the house.
Write up about it. There's some specific rules about which ones can be a park and which ones can. It's got to be like a state owned, single owner. It can't be joint owned, and all kinds of parameters.
That would be nice for a few more. Cause, I mean, think about it. If you wanted to go do one, you get off work and you just stop by the park, you sit there for maybe an hour, then you go home. I mean, all you got to do is make 10 contacts and you would get credit for activating the park.
I was talking to last night, they were getting 10 contacts in 3 or 4 minutes.
At all. I mean, especially if you spot yourself on the photo app.
Get a few in on the, what they call it, the late shift.
I mean, is there a certain time where it's considered the late shift?
At midnight UTC.
And see where I'm at and print out me a little certificate. You know, you just go on their website, pull down the PDF, and print it out.
I should have the 300 parks contacted. I was only like 4 short a couple of weeks ago.
If you really want to test out your rig, I think that's kind of like what we did with winter field days, that you don't have to worry about interference. But it's, you know, kind of gets you out there and gives you a reason to activate or reason to get out there and transmit. So I'm going to try to do a couple of them. As it's starting to warm up, I'm gonna see if I can hit some of these parts. Maybe a week ride out and see how it goes.
Just to give it a try. Like I said, I got 2 of them within just a mile or 2 down the road.
We're specific. You just have to be in the boundary of the park. So some people just pull up in their car and they'll do it in their car. I mean, it'd be however, whatever works for you. And like I usually set up on a picnic table.
If DuPont State Forest is in it, then I could about stay on the property and do it.
I'm DuPont's one of them. You've got like, I think 3 of them right near your house. I mean, they're just all right near each other. There's either 2 or 3.
Michigan National Forest, which is, I think, one of the first forests in the nation. And then you got DuPont and Home State Forest all within, like, DuPont and Home State Forest are, I mean, literally minutes down the road, and then Pisgah Forest is probably 10 minutes up the road. And the property I bought, there's only one piece of property between me and the Pisgah National Forest. I could literally walk across it.
Pack, a little battery, throw your super antenna up, a couple radials out, and we'll see what happens. Be a good thing to try. But, well, gentlemen, I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good day. I'm Kim, Patrick. Y'all be safe on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all either tomorrow morning, maybe this evening, but I get off late today, so we'll see. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX.
Do have a good one. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. I'm double with Patrick. I'm not sure who won. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Alright, 7-3 is Andrew. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
On the POTA website, and I'm trying to find, a list of parks like he was talking about. I found a map that's got yellow dots everywhere, but I can't tell if this is the actual locations of what parks, I mean, of what are eligible, or if it's ones that have been activated before, because you can click on it and it'll tell you when it was first activated. But up near your way, there's only Headwaters State Game Land, and let's see, what's this other one? for wildlife management area. But see, I don't know if that means they have been activated and there's also others available. I can't seem to find a list that tells you what would be all right to use in that area.
Never even looked at it, so I've never even crossed that website.
DuPont wouldn't be on there, but I don't know what the regulations are.
Forests in DuPont are state-owned forests, and then Pisgah is a national forest. It's federal.
Have for a park list, and it gives you all the countries, and you narrow it down to the United States, and then it's just showing which ones are active at the moment. And it's like 9,000. Let's see. It won't let me narrow it down to South Carolina. It just says United States. Anyway, I don't know if they're active right now or if they've been active in the last period. It's a little confusing.
Can you hear and explain this?
Yeah, I never looked for the parks. I just go to the spotting part. It says spot or something. It'll tell you where the activator is and who's on right now and what, you know, what frequency they're on and what park they're on and what state. That way you can, you know, if you're trying to get worked off states and all the park, you know, a park in every state, that way you can, you know, figure it out.
It isn't even alphabetical. You would think it would do it by state, but I can't figure out how it's listed.
It's hard to navigate through that thing.
Not the most user-friendly, unless there's just something I'm not understanding.
At over 300 parks, and I've done several countries. I think I got like 10 parks in different countries.
It's just how many the parks that have been activated, and it shows the dates that they were activated. It's not showing what's happening currently, this particular list, but, and again, it's not alphabetical either.
If currently activated, you have to go to, I think it says on one of the headers, it says spot. So they're on a Saturday afternoon, and there'll be 40 or 50 of them on at the same time.
I think, yeah, it's showing who's on right now, but still looking to see if we can find, on the rules, I'm looking to see if I can find where it would say what parks are eligible.
Like definite boundaries, and it couldn't be dual owned, and they had a bunch of specific stuff. Actually was the administrator. He's over in, man, I want to say he's in Finland.
But it makes it look like, as long as it's like that map that had those two parks on there, they've just been activated, but it doesn't mean that those are the only two in that area up there near Patrick. It looks like you can use, you know, you can go to any park as long as it falls within those certain parameters.
It's a number, so unless it's got a specific number for it, you know, you might not get activated. You should be able to type it in and search for a park.
Out there, and 4ZLK.
Wait for you to give us the information. KN4TFW.
Patrick, you still out there?
Yeah, Shane, I'm still here. KO4HKX.
How you can narrow it down to each state, but again, it's got the same yellow dots, and it looks like it's only places that have already been activated. So, can't. Maybe it doesn't matter what park it is, as long as you register it, they'll assign you a number, I guess. But if that's the case, DuPont has never been activated.
Surprising. But I don't know, like I said, I have to get on there and look around. Use the website, I guess.
Out of here. The dog's coming back. She's telling me it's time to eat. So I'm going to go feed her and get some other things done. Enjoyed it this morning. You guys have a good day at work, and I will talk to you all later. N4ZLK.
Thank you this morning. Appreciate the ride along, and definitely help coming down the mountain. KO4HKX.
Good to hear you. Joe Miss Beth, we said hey. KN4TFW.
Just me and you.
Should be sitting at the gate by now, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here. I was up getting my computer fired up when y'all were talking there a minute ago.
PODA website.
So I usually have a few minutes between guys coming out here today.
Number is going to be a K, and it's going to be a four-digit number.
Do some research on it and see if I can figure it out. Look into it a little bit. I don't know that I will today. I've got a lot going on today.
Being a park hunter, you know, I registered there, and then that way whenever some, you know, a park activator, you know, puts in my call sign, it gives me credit for it, and then you get little certificates that you can print out. I probably got about 10 of them already.
I'll see what I can do with it. That way I can at least start using my radio some.
Good practice to, you know, be able to try to make contact and try to get in on a pile-up and, you know, just testing your radio to see what you can do. And that way you get different reports or whatever. A lot of them aren't running a lot of power. You know, one of the ones out, I think it was in Arizona, he was only running like 80 watts. And he has just a short vertical. So that tells you that, you know, you can get out.
That's kind of the same thing with summits on the air also, isn't it?
I think the summits on the air, the guys even run less power because they usually don't take a lot of battery life with them.
The last transmission?
I don't hear anything.
Well, I meant from me. I didn't hear the squirrel tail afterwards.
You missed anything?
Megazord, this didn't sound right.
Pitchier than normal, but everything, I can understand you fine.
If I park in the wrong spot in this parking lot, the repeater's gone.
If you get over around the Zaxby's over there on Wade Hampton, it just disappears.
Close by now, hadn't
you? Up to the gate right now.
Let you go so I can get opened up here. Good to talk to you this morning, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. I should be around, but I don't know if I'm going to be available. KO4HKX. Have a good day, Ken. 73.
Yeah, roger that, Patrick. You have a good day riding around there in Greer. Be safe. And we'll catch up with you maybe this afternoon. KN4TFW, 73.
XN4ZLK.
Text.
It out. You go to the pull up United States, and then you just type in the name of the park that you're looking for, and it'll be in there. It's kind of a weird system, but if there's something close to you, I found DuPont was in there, so it's already got a number assigned to it. So all you gotta do is start typing in. Once you click on the United States, you just gotta type in, start searching the park itself, and it should pull it up.
Which website did you go to? I've pulled it up, and it looks like there's multiple websites.
It's the official PODA website. Let's see. I just typed in PODA.com, and it looks like it says up here PODA.app.
The one I'm on.
On the left side. And then scroll down the park list underneath the map there to click on park list. And then it'll ask you to
detect that.
Typing in United States on the left side. And then once you pull that up, click on that. Then over on the right side, just search for the park.
That's kind of where I was at right now.
He's whining at me. I'll let you go. N4, is that okay?
Chain KO4HK. Have a great day.